From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Mark, and welcome into our program today. And we're glad that you are listening out there, my friends, to the weekend edition of Dino Padrone Ministries with Life Change Weekend. And of course, on the weekends, we have testimonies of people sharing their life story. We have people telling us about great missionary works. Regularly, we have on Rick Ramsey, our international director for our ministry. And we're going to talk with Rick today about some of the ministry we have going on in Myanmar, and also the ministry that's going on in Africa with our college. We want to give you these addresses today if you'd like to donate to these ministries, dinopedroneministries.org, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroneministries.org. Simply go to the donate button there if you'd like, and you can send to us some help with these missionaries and the work that we have going on with these digital ministries there. And also the Padrone Ministry College, where we are training young men and young women in the ministry. And many of these people in Africa are already doing a wonderful work where God has called them to. So those are the addresses, PadroneMinistryCollege.com and DinoPadroneMinistries.org. And Rick, good to have you on with us today.
It is a joy to be back with you again. I'm glad this is radio. I just finished mowing my yard and I'm a little sweaty and I don't look all that great, but I hope I sound fine.
Well, I'm sure you look just fine, Rick. We're delighted for those who are listening in on the Africa stations that we're on over there, and also the many stations from Mission Go. We appreciate the work of Mission Go and all that they're doing for us. And of course, we go on the Montrose Broadcasting Network, and we're on in Tennessee, and a lot of different places we're on, Rick. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on in Myanmar with our people there and what we're doing there.
Well, we're thankful to be able to have a ministry in Myanmar, considering the difficulty that they are in there. There's so many things going on, and they had a coup in I believe it was February of 2021. And so there's civil war going on in the country, and there's a lot of moving around and people having to leave for periods of time. It seems like that there is the government who did the coup, the military, is losing a lot of ground. They've attacked churches, and they've made it very difficult for these small churches to do ministry, and yet they are continuing on. That country knows what it is to suffer. We don't know much about it in America, but they certainly do.
Yeah, so that's a good sign then, I guess, isn't it, with the coup, that they're backing off a little bit, Rick?
It seems to me that there should be soon. And I'm not, on the ground there, so I don't know. But it seems to me that there should be soon some negotiations between the government and the people's forces that are fighting against them, so that maybe they can come to some arrangement and agreement, so where they'll at least have peace. And they're still serving the Lord, and the ministry's going forward despite not having peace, and maybe in some cases because of the danger that people are dealing with, they're a little more receptive to the gospel because they don't know when they may die during the Civil War. So when they ask them, if you were to die today, do you know you'd go to heaven? and I don't know if they use such language there, but that would certainly move people who are in that war-torn region.
Yeah, war is a terrible thing, Rick, as you know, and I know you have, as I have talked to many different people at times who've gone through the ravages of war, and sometimes the things that linger on with depression and those kind of issues linger on for a long time. And there's war right now all around the world in various places, and we need much prayer for that. Well, specifically, how are our pastors doing there with their ministries?
Well, you know, some of them better than others. Some of them, because, as I said before, they'll have some activity from the war in their area. And many of these pastors that we try to help are in these small communities of 500 and 1,000, maybe tops. And they have these little churches there, and they're ministering to them. And sometimes they just have to run. But then they'll come back, and they'll continue ministry. But amazingly so, these men are dedicated and love the Lord. And from what the information I get, they're still baptizing souls. They're still ministering their people. Even when at times they've not been able to have services, they're just so dedicated. And it's a challenge to me, their dedication.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I have a letter here in front of me, Rick. It says that we so much appreciate the work that you're doing with your ministry. And please apply these funds to the Miramar Ministry. This just came into our office. We have many, many people who support the work over there. And I have another note here from Florida, a family that said they're going to regularly support the African pastors and also the work that's going on in Miramar. And those of you listening in, we want to tell you all the funds that you send in for these pastors in either Miramar or the African pastors we'll talk to you about in a little while. All of that goes into their account. We don't take anything out for administrative costs. It's nothing wrong with doing that, but we don't do that here. And we encourage you to send that. I gave you the social media addresses a few moments ago, DinaPedroneMinistries.org and Pedrone Ministry College. Pedrone is P-E-D-R-O-N-E. And then our virtual office, if you want to send a check to us, is 433 Plaza Road, P-L-A-Z-A, 433 Plaza Road, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And I'll give that address several times throughout this program, because we do need funds to help these pastors. You just sent a check there just a few days ago, I know, Rick, and I know that that's a blessing to them, isn't it?
Oh, my, yes. We're so grateful, because we couldn't do it without the help of those who are listening today, those who get our newsletter and keep up with us, those from varying churches that you and I visit. We could not do what we do without their help. And these pastors over there, because of so many things, and poverty is a problem anyway, and they are just so grateful when they get a check from us. We send it through our representative over there, Mun Thang, and he gets it out to these pastors. And it's such a blessing to them, their families, and they share with the church. And we're not sending them lots of money either. Each one of these pastors, $100 a month. But over there, that's just such a tremendous blessing. And even we, you know, we get a $100 check in the mail. We're blessed by it. And they're overwhelmed by it in Myanmar.
Yeah, they really are, and it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help these people. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Pedrone chatting with you. Glad you're listening in to our weekend edition. We have Monday through Friday Bible studies that we are glad to bring to you every single week, where we teach the Word of God, and it's a time of real blessing. We study the Word of God verse by verse, and we want you to join us Monday through Thursday. I teach. Then we have various guests come on from our community. That when I say that, our ministry community come on to help us with the Friday programs. Well, Rick, give us an update on what's going on in Africa now. We are supporting pastors over there. I have a note here I just got yesterday, Rick, from one of the pastors over there who had to drop out because of problems he has. And these are not young people that we're supporting over there. He's going to come back into the college again, but I thought it was interesting. He was so kind to write and wrote a lengthy note about how much he appreciated what he has learned there in his ministry. And it's been such a blessing to him, a real blessing. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with them.
Well, you know, these students from Africa, they don't have the tools that we have in America. They don't have computers, most of them. They do use their cell phone. They don't have access to funds like kids do here. And I know everyone struggles with the finances for education. But these students over there, these are men. They're men in ministry. They are serving the Lord. They're trying to get the basic biblical education that will help them continue on to serve the Lord in their ministry. And they're so diligent and faithful, and they really care. You know, I'm a mentor with them, and we communicate almost daily. I think we have six or seven that we minister to, and these men are, most of them, I would say, from their 30s up to their 50s. Been in ministry for a while, but not had the opportunity to get the education that we're able to help them with.
Yeah, and these pastors are very successful. In fact, I think in the African terminology, some of them are like bishops in their community, where there are many pastors that look to them for leadership. And we are very thankful for that, thankful for them. Rick, tell us a little bit about the mentor program in our college. You mentioned that you're a mentor. You do a great job with that. And one of the unique things about Padrone Ministry College is that we mentor our students. Each person gets a mentor. Tell us about that.
Well, particularly with these African students, I had just, for an example, an illustration, I had one of them contact me the other day, and he said, I have the wrong edition of the book, and I'm taking this art class, and I can't connect with my section in the book with what I'm supposed to be studying. Can you help me? And so I was then able, on that level, to reach out to his professor. She's a wonderful lady. She serves the Lord in that ministry, and was able to get her then more connection with him. And I just received a message from him saying, thank you so much. I was able to work out the difficulty and was able to accomplish my work. And so that's part of what we do on an educational level. Then they'll share with me their ministry, what's going on in their church ministry and their evangelism ministry, and then their family. So I'm getting to know them. Now, we've been at this for about a year now with these students, and so I'm getting to know them more and more and as to who they are and what they're doing, and able to encourage them both in their education but also in their ministry.
Yeah, it's a real plus. We mentor the students spiritually. We mentor them academically. And we want to mentor them professionally, where they can go out into the work of God. And so we're so glad for the online school that we have. We call it the School Without Walls, which simply means that we aren't building buildings, but we're doing it all online, and thankful for that. Here's some letters that we received recently that we're thankful for into our ministry. This one comes from Africa. It says, the book, The Beginning, has been used by a college class I teach, and our students appreciate the verse-by-verse presentation. You can get our book simply by going, again, to our ministry page, dinapadroministries.org. This one comes from Pennsylvania. Please use the enclosed gift for scholarship for the African pastors, and that's a huge help to us. It costs us $1,125 for a pastor to take a class, $1,125. And all of that fund has to be raised separately from anything else that we do. And so we appreciate so much the help. Any gift toward that, of course, helps. If somebody can fully support them, it's wonderful. This one comes from Florida. Thank you for providing 25 copies of The Path, our Sunday School classes using it. That's the book that we did on the book of Ruth. This one is also from Africa. Thank you for help with the financial help for our school building. We helped build a school over there, and we have sent over some funds to help replenish some things in that school, and we appreciate that. And Rick, this is for you from Virginia. Someone from Virginia wrote to us and said, we appreciate the ministry of Rick Ramsey. And that's a wonderful, wonderful testimony to you, Rick. This one is from Florida. Please use this money to help with the pastors in Myanmar. And this is one that we often speak about on our programs. This is from Arizona. Our church is looking for a pastor. Will you pray for us? And of course, every community needs to have a good local church, and every community needs to have a pastor in that local church. There was a day in America when the church was literally the very center of the community, and I, for one, am really sold on the fact that we need to get pastors into the pulpits. And some of you that may have retired out there, I want to encourage you to consider at least do some pulpit supply and maybe do some interim pastorates. And maybe some of you just get right back into what you used to do, because the need is becoming great out there with the need for pastors. We're talking today to Rick Ramsey. This is Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you. And we're talking about our ministry in Myanmar, and we're talking about our ministry in Africa. Rick, do you know where the pastors are at in Africa, what kind of persecution would be there for them? Have you run into some of that in the conversation?
I have not noticed any great persecution that they are dealing with in the students that we have in the school at this time. Obviously, they're very poor. Obviously, they have a lot of difficulties. Some of them are living in very difficult situations, don't even have homes. One of our men is serving in one of these refugee camps, and he's witnessing and preaching and establishing ministry among these people that will probably be moving on. And you know, God works in amazing ways, and he brings people in to our lives for a moment in time, and we need to be faithful and share with them, and then maybe they move on. You read the New Testament and you see it's filled with that kind of ministry. But I have not noticed too much persecution from the students that we have at the time.
That's a good thing. We were in contact with a church in Tennessee that supports the African pastors, and one of the men there had recently been to Kenya, and he was talking about the persecution that was there with some of the Christian churches. And of course, that's all around the world right now, because the gospel, this glorious message of the gospel, is a challenge to many people. If you are a student looking for a place to go to, maybe you are in college and you dropped out of college and you're wondering what to do, Padron Ministry College is looking for students with a call on their life. We are praying for students who desire to receive an education from a school without walls. All of our classes are online and taught by skilled and qualified professors. Plus, each student has a mentor who helps them academically and spiritually and directs them professionally. We are very blessed to have finished our first year with a number of students taking their training in education, Indigenous International Ministry, and Pastoral Ministry. So if you're a student seeking this type of education, please go to Padron Ministry College or dinapadronministries.com. That's Padron Ministry College, P-E-D-R-O-N-E, or dinapadronministries.com, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, ministries, plural.com, and connect with our team, who are eager to share with you this wonderful opportunity. It really is a wonderful opportunity. We encourage you to do that. Again, if you'd like to give to our pastors in Myanmar, if you would like to give to these men that are studying for the ministry, they're actually in the ministry. They've never had the education opportunity that others have had. You can simply send some funds in if you would like. Again, if you want to send a check, send it to 433 Plaza Real, R-E-A-L, Plaza Real Suite, 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And again, if you want to send it through our PayPal or our donate buttons that are on our social media, it's Padron Ministry College or dinapadronministries.com. Rick, we have just about 3 minutes, a little more than 3 minutes left here in this program. Give us something from the Word of God, if you would, today.
Sure, I'd be glad to. You know, I've been meditating and contemplating the life of Simon Peter recently. He is such an interesting character in the Bible, almost a project, if you will, of the Lord himself. And I look at it sometimes and I think, boy, if the Lord can reach Simon Peter, there anyone can be reached. He was stubborn. He was hard-headed. He had his own mind about everything. And the Lord kept working with him. And lo and behold, on the day of Pentecost, who did he have but Simon Peter to preach that great sermon on the day of Pentecost. And I was reading in Luke chapter 5 just recently. And you know, in Luke chapter 5, it's the passage where the Lord told Simon to launch out into the deep for a draught of fish. And he'd been fishing all night long and they'd caught nothing. Simon Peter said three words that will change people's life if they live by it. And those three words, Simon Peter said, now, I'm thinking what he was thinking. I know, Lord, you don't know anything about fishing. You don't fish in the deep and you don't fish in the daytime. But at thy word, I will let down the nets. Well, he let down the net and he had to call for help. They had so many fish that they were raking in. And he learned the principle of living your life by the word of God, at thy word. You know, I was at a dumpster one day recently, and I had to wait because someone was in front of me, and they were throwing trophies into the dumpster. We have to take our trash here locally in our county, and they were throwing these trophies, not one, not two, but a dozen or more of trophies, some small, some big, over into the dumpster. And I thought, somebody spent their life and energy and on these trophies rather maybe than obedience to Christ. Nothing wrong with having a trophy. We've given them out, you know, to our people in our churches and so on. But our focus ought to be the word of God, the obedience to Christ. And when we live our life at thy word, that moved me. And it moved Peter and transformed him to a great servant of God. So may the Lord help us live our lives at thy word. Maybe the Lord's saying to somebody something right now about our ministry. And maybe they can get involved in some way and be obedient to Christ.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rick. When you receive our newsletter, Rick has an excellent piece where he writes, this last one is very much like what he's talking about now. What do you do? And we all need to jump in and realize there's a tremendous amount of work for the kingdom of God that needs to be done. I want to say again to those of you that are listening in the Gospel Radio East Africa that originates in Uganda and covers East Africa, thank you so much for listening in. We hear from you folks, and we appreciate so very much your notes that you send in through social media and through mail. And we also want to especially thank those that are on Mission Go International Radio. We're on three times a week, 1:11 a.m., 6:11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 7:15 p.m. That's Eastern time, but various times in various parts of the world in America. We're so glad to be on with them as well. Today, we've been talking, as we do almost every month, about our missionary outreaches here. And we've had on Rick Ramsey with us, our international director. And thank you again, Rick, for being on with us today. And we want to encourage you to join us Monday through Fridays for our Bible studies that we have. Monday through Thursday, I teach the Word of God, and sometimes on Fridays, but often we bring in a member of our team to come on and to join us in teaching of the Word of God. Our goal is to help people grow their faith. That's the goal. And so be a part of us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your gifts. And do pray for these pastors in Myanmar and in Africa. What we're doing, God willing, is life-changing, and we all need life change.
You've been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.